Once there was a beautiful old castle called Baldern, located on the Albisberg, not far from Zurich. It was the seat of King Louis of France. Louis had two daughters by the name of Hildegard and Bertha. Their only concern was to serve God, day and night. Touched by their loyalty, God sent them a beautiful stag with antlers that bore two lights. Each night the noble animal shone the way for the daughters from the castle down to a meadow between the lake and the river. Here stood a chapel where they offered their prayers. This continued until one day someone informed the king that his daughters were creeping out of the castle at night, and that nobody knew where they were going or what they were doing. The king had full trust in his daughters, so he never confronted them directly with the matter. Instead, he secretly followed them one night down to the meadow to see what they were up to, but again he kept the matter to himself and never let on about it. After realizing that his daughters had been chosen by God, he thought deeply about the matter before calling for the two maidens. He said to them, "My dear children, you're grown up now and have reached the marrying age, and I know there are many kings and lords who would like to ask you for your hand in marriage. Therefore, tell me your thoughts, so that I can give them a reply." The two daughters answered jointly, "We've decided to serve no one but God, and have given him our vow of chastity. Now we merely seek your support and blessing. We desire nothing but our daily bread, for we've decided to live for God alone and renounce all worldly things." Being a pious man himself, King Louis asked them where they intended to spend their days in prayer. "At the place where the river flows from the lake, at the spot where we always go to pray," they answered. The king went to inspect the place, but couldn't quite imagine how a building would fit in there. The two daughters then realized that they needed a sign from God. They prayed all day and all night until the Lord heard their prayers. In answer, he let descend from heaven a green rope, which coiled itself around the spot in question, indicating the location and the size of the planned house of God. Nobody was able to say what material the rope was made of. It's still kept in a small chest above the church's altar. Shortly afterwards, work began on a convent truly worthy of the Lord. The king appointed a prince abbess and a number of noble women from the lineages of earls and barons, in addition to seven canons. A wall and a ditch were built around the convent that came to be called Fraumünster, thus markedly extending the size of the smaller left-bank part of town. He also ordered the city of Zurich to be placed under the convent's rule and granted to the abbess full jurisdiction, the right to levy duties and further privileges. I'm not going to recount how the story went on from here, for it's all in my book for you to discover.